Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. And as I almost always say, may it be food really for you. Let's take a look today at this first Sunday of Lent now. And the first reading is taken from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses spoke to the people, saying, "The priest shall receive the basket from you and shall set it in front of the altar of the Lord your God. Then you shall declare before the Lord your God, 'My father was a wandering Aramean who went down to Egypt with a small household and lived there as an alien. But there he became a great nation, great, strong, and numerous. When the Egyptians maltreated and oppressed us, imposing hard labor upon us, we cried to the Lord, the God of our fathers, and he heard our cry. He heard our cry and saw our affliction, our toil, and our oppression. He brought us out of Egypt with his strong hand and outstretched arm, with terrifying power, with signs and wonders, and bringing us into this country. He gave us this land flowing with milk and honey. Therefore, I have now brought you the first fruits of the products of the soil, which you, O Lord, have given me. And having set them before the Lord your God, you shall bow down in his presence.'" Brothers and sisters, bring everything that you have to the Lord, whatever circumstances you might be in, because God hears that. Say, "Lord, please help me. Please help me. Just this is what I need, not what I want, but what I need. Please help me." Just keep praying that prayer every day and ask him, just tell me what to do and I'll do it. Psalm 91, "Be with me, Lord, when I am in trouble." There it is. "Be with me, Lord, when I am in trouble. You who dwell in the shelter of the Most High, who abide in the shadow of the Almighty, say to the Lord, 'My refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust.' No evil shall befall you." Turn to the Lord first. That's what helps us. Turn to the Lord. No evil shall befall you if you really, sincerely turn to the Lord and ask him for his help. No evil shall befall you, nor shall affliction come near your tent. For to his angels he has given command about you that they guard you in all your ways. Upon their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the asp and the viper. You shall trample down the lion and the dragon. Because he clings to me, I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he acknowledges my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in distress. I will deliver him and glorify him." Do you have that kind of faith for that kind of a psalm? Brothers and sisters, read that psalm again and again. And it's not saying that you have to be perfect to turn to the Lord. It means, are you really leaning on him? Are you asking him for help? He may send it in the disguise of another person. Be open to that. But one way or the other, if you pray that psalm and ask God to help you if you have a difficult situation, whatever it might be, God will hear your prayer. But pray to him every day, "Lord, help me." It's interesting. God's timetable is different than our own. But eventually, God does. And then again, it might be tomorrow. I don't know God's ways that way. But I know that that's often the way things happen. You wait a while, or you get it immediately, or somewhere in between. And it may come through a book that you pick up. It may come from a conversation with someone else. It may come to something that you hear on the radio. God can come to us in a myriad of ways. You know, you listen or you watch or you think and you say, oh my, that's really good. What's that mean? What does this mean? Then take them to the Lord and ask him, Lord, help me. Help me to understand that I might follow you more closely. When we do that, God will help us. We pick up a book we've never read. We read a magazine article. A friend talks to us. You never know how it's going to come, but it will come. God will hear your prayer. Just keep praying and asking him. Brothers and sisters, what does Scripture say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we preach. This is from Romans chapter 10, verses 8 to 13. For believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For one believes with the heart and so is justified, and one confesses with the mouth and so is saved. For the Scripture says, no one who believes in him will be put to shame. That doesn't mean just every once in a while you say, Lord, are you here? Lord, help me, help. Every day turn to him. Read the Scriptures of the day. It's a good way to do it if you have the time. Or do read some of it in the morning and some of it in the evening. There is no one who believes in him will be put to shame, for there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all, enriching all who call upon him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. We ask his help again and again. And it may come, you know, often God answers our question or through another person. It can be something we read. It can be something we hear on TV. But brothers and sisters, he will answer you. He loves you. Turn to him. Give your life to him. If you've never done that, do that first of all. Give your life to him. Go to confession if you haven't about past sin. Then open your heart and say, Lord, help me. Help me to follow you. God will do it. He helps us. When we're sincere, when we're genuinely trying, and I do mean genuinely, it's not like you're saying, I'll try that trick, see what happens. No, if you got that attitude, you won't hear anything. But if you're following the Lord, seeking to follow him, he will hear your prayer. Let's take a look now at the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, verses 1 to 13. Filled with the Holy Spirit, Jesus returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the desert for 40 days to be tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days. And when they were over, he was hungry. Can you imagine all those days in the desert? He was hungry, and the devil had said to him, if you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread. Jesus answered him, it is written, one does not live on bread alone. Then he took him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a single instant. The devil said to him, I will give to you all this power and glory, for it has been handed over to me, and I may give it to whomever I wish. All this will be yours, if you worship me. And Jesus said to him in reply, it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him alone shall you serve. Then he led him to Jerusalem, made him stand on the parapet of the temple, and said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, He will command His angels concerning you to guard you, and with their hands they will support you, lest you dash your foot against a stone. And Jesus said to him in reply, It also says, You shall not put the Lord your God to the test. When the devil had finished every temptation, he departed from him for a time. Brothers and sisters, look how God was tempted. Look how Jesus was tempted. We've been tempted even more. The enemy wants to get all of us. This is the time, if that's in a situation in your life, say in the name of Jesus, be gone from my life. Say it every morning and say it every evening, and it will go. Eventually, it will go. If you really say that and mean it, God will hear your prayer. Brothers and sisters, I know that took some time for me, and so it takes time, but persevere, because the devil wants to get you. He does. He finds out what you like, what you wish, brothers and sisters, and then he tries to tempt you into it, whether it's good or bad. He's after you. He is really seeking your soul. And I want you to say to him, No, in the name of Jesus, I hate you. Get out of my life. Keep saying it. And then just say to Jesus, Jesus, help me. Help me to get rid of this thought. Or help me against something that I did in the past that I've confessed and I'm sorry, but it stays with me. Please, Lord, please help me. Whatever the case may be, Lord Jesus, I love you. I want to follow you. I'm sorry for my past. I'm sorry for what I have done before. There's one sin I haven't confessed. Even people can say that, you know. There's one sin I haven't confessed. Please, go to confession. Confess it. Because God will receive you with joy. The enemy will tempt you in every way. Oh, I'd be too embarrassed. I'd be too afraid. There's too many people in the line. Or whatever the case you come up with. Brothers and sisters, go to him. He's waiting for you. I remember one time having to confess a rather embarrassing sin. And I thought, oh, my goodness, what's the priest going to do? And I told him, and I finished it. And he said, May God abundantly bless you now. And he stopped. And God heard him. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.